It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking at what went on in the college football world over the weekend, it was absolute chaos. Before we get to some of the top-ranked teams that have fallen, do want to point out Georgia Tech, Duke. Georgia Tech wins that one 24-14. Georgia State on a bye. Of course, we know that Georgia and Auburn face each other again over the weekend, and Georgia came out on top in that one 31-13. Now,
Tech thing.
Yes.
4-2 now. They got a winnable. I say winnable. They got a game that I think they should handle at North Carolina, and then they hit the gauntlet of Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. They got a bye week. They got to play Miami, and then there's a Thursday game there with NC State. But then Georgia. So their schedule gets really tough.
It gets really tough. Yeah.
But it's cool where Tech's playing Duke, and I'm like, yeah. Tech's got that all day long. I don't even have to worry about it. And
times have changed.
It's just cool where Brent Key has gotten them, and I think Tech fans should be thrilled.
Look now, at you. Now you want to.
And now, speaking of, you said Georgia State, a team that Georgia State is better than, which is clearly Alabama, had a tough go because Georgia State can beat teams that Alabama can't in 2024.
You know,
are you really want to get everybody angry?
My alma mater,
you're not going to go
beat Tennessee or beat, excuse me, Vanderbilt. And then, you know, Vanderbilt tough opponent.
If you're going to do the transitive property, then you got to go one more step and anger the Georgia fans.
That Georgia State's better than connect. Georgia?
There's no Georgia alumni. None of us went to Georgia here.
I'm sure that there's some people listening.
I'll let Kirby handle the Georgia fans because he's clearly doing a good job of that right now.
He's doing a great job of that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just, I know people, when you talk about the polls, yes, we are waiting for the major poll to come out soon.
Well,
but we can look at the AP Top 25, which has changed a lot. Did I run through this real fast?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number one is Texas, 2 Ohio State, 3 Oregon, 4 Penn State, 5 Georgia, 6 Miami. Whoa. That's 8.
You know,
7?
You hide behind the journalist
7
facade
Alabama.
So much, and now that I'm down, she's just poking me. You know,
the
I don't
journalist
understand.
Facade.
Yeah, the journalist.
Oh, whoa.
We don't get
whoa.
To talk crap because we're journalists.
Oh.
Journalists.
No, it's called poking fun at someone that is just a coworker. So I can
just
do that.
A coworker.
That's down. So
there's
like
daggers going all through this segment.
Can I get a word in about the game?
Go right ahead.
Making fun of me.
Go right ahead.
Let me just say this about Vanderbilt.
Let me say this. I pulled that game up, and I had it streaming on my phone because I got alerts. I'm eating pizza, waiting at the airport for a delayed flight, and I said, I gotta see what's happening here. Then it got so out of control, I saw, on the big screen that they had in the restaurant, they're like, we got to put this up. And that's where, I will stop right there. I'm not happy.
I haven't seen her this happy in a long time. Like, she's
excited
that I'm
miserable. To experience someone else's pain. But, sorry, you have the floor now.
Well, look, man, and that's where I want to start. First and foremost.
The floor?
This is a...
Is that where you start?
I know Florida fan ain't talking to me. Yeah, let's go ahead and start there if you want to.
Hey, we're not going to lose to Vandy this year. We're not on the schedule.
Let me just listen. Y'all have got to let me give credit to Vanderbilt's football team.
And I want to talk about them too. Yes, go. Sorry.
Am I allowed to do that first? Can I just do that for a second? Vanderbilt is a good football team.
They are. They are very physical. Good quarterback.
This is I have so many people that are like, well, Bama was hungover, not prepared. None of that's true, dude. I didn't see a hungover football team. I saw a defense that couldn't get off the field and that, you know, ran a ton of snaps in the second half last week and a ton of snaps in the second half this week. I saw an offense that was still operating at a high level, and I saw Vanderbilt absolutely demolish Bama defensively. Now, the turnovers have something to do with it, but when you look at everything that happened in this game this weekend, and Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback who comes in from New Mexico State, this was not like one of those games that just squeaked out of Alabama's hands. They absolutely took it to Bama. This was not one of those like tricky bounce off a helmet. Vanderbilt won this game going away, and you got to start by giving them credit.
I do want to agree with you on that because I had two Vanderbilt, and I think the first one might have been Clark Lee's first year there, but he laid out – that was probably the longest production meeting I've ever had. He laid out all of his plans and his vision for the school and how he wanted to see things turn around, having been an alumni or being an alumni. And it was quite fascinating to listen to a coach literally lay out every single step for us in a meeting. And then I had them again last year against Georgia, which they did play well because Georgia had to find a way to dig themselves out of a hole in that matchup. So this is what he laid out, and it's actually really cool to see someone's plans come to fruition, especially at the demise of someone's school here.
Yeah. No, well, I'm glad that makes you – I just – and listening to Clark Lee after the game, and just to get back to it, I think it was – yeah, it was awesome hearing his reaction, hearing his emotion, man. And I, like you said, I hate that it came at the expense of Alabama because obviously that's my team. But I also love the storylines that come from Clark Lee and the emotion and having a good coach who's put in a very tough situation find success and find a way to have that kind of moment that he'll be able to – I mean, that moment could change that football team for the future. And they're, like I said, they're a good team that does things the right way. Tim Beck, their offensive coordinator, anybody that follows lower-level football knows about Pittsburgh. He was able to do there in the national championships. He's brought that offense all the way with him from Pittsburgh State and has been able to do that with Diego Pavia numerous times against good competition. And they are a hard team to defend.
Tim Beck won't be there next year. I can go ahead and tell you that right now. He'll be coaching somewhere. I don't know if it'll be a huge program, but he'll be in a D1 school next year as a head coach. Diego Pavia has been phenomenal. And the physicality he brings, that little inside zone, the read, the play that they were just gashing. He was gashing Alabama. They out-physicaled him. And that was what – Alabama's a physical team that's very fast. And Vanderbilt somehow found a way to match that.
They had an answer for everything.
And that's Ryan Williams was still Ryan Williams.
Yeah.
And Jalen Milroe was not quite Jalen that we saw against Georgia.
He was pretty good.
But he still played well.
Yeah.
But they were able to get after him. And just, you know, the way they attacked Alabama's defense, I was extremely impressed. I'm happy. These guys had two wins last year. Two. The conference is tougher this year, and they already got three. That's their first That's their first win in the conference, and they almost went on the road and beat Missouri. They took that game to overtime.
Let me just address one thing before we go to break. Everybody's saying that this wouldn't have happened under Saban has a very short memory, all right? Because this happened this was very close to happening four times last year. Look at the Auburn game where you're playing a 6-5 Auburn team, all right, and you needed 4th-and-31 to be able to convert that. How about the 26-20 victory over A&M that they ended the year 7-6, or a 2-4 Arkansas team at the time that you beat by 3 points last year? It's not a Kalen DeBoer issue. This is a hats off to Vanderbilt and the program that they've built. And I want to make sure we don't go any further without saying that.
I don't disagree. I think it's easy to go to the, you know, well, the Saban, post-Saban era has finally officially began. I think sometimes this happens. Just like Georgia won 42 straight regular season games. They go on the road, they lose to Alabama, and then they have a ho-hum game. And I say ho-hum because to their standards and their fan base treated it like that was their performance. That's what happens sometimes. Things come back a little bit down. You come down to earth a little bit. But also give Clark Lee, like Tiffany said, give Clark Lee credit for it's his fourth year. He's got his full class is through there. And he's done a good job with some transfers, some NIL. And Diego, is it Pavia or Pavia?
I'm going to get the correct pronunciation in a second, but yeah.
It's Pavia. Pavia was
Pavia. Pavia. Dude wanted to always play in the SEC, had to transfer in. and he's treating every opportunity like it's his Super Bowl. And that's how this team is playing, and that's why they're able to compete and they're winning. And they might go on the road at Kentucky and beat Kentucky, because I don't see any reason why they can't. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.